Do you want me to like take him with us or
what's the most soundproof closet?
Yeah. Oh, sorry about this, Scuzz. Kidney punch. Bam. Knock him out again.
The same one. I have two. You can have switched to the other one.
I'll go drag him to the escape pod and lock him in there with the key.
All right. All right. You got him. Yeah. As you're coming back here, you see the holographic display on the table in between the couches and the chair that they were watching some kind of Yoxian death match over there. It lights up. You see a whole bunch of blue holographic light form into a small shape that becomes a little larger, and then a fully formed little Skittermander in a captain's hat. The bionic eye shows up here and says, "Hey, you guys, it's me. Boy, it's nice to see you. How's it going?" I'm a completely different Skittermander than
him. Is it Captain Phaedra?
What? No, look. Oh, you guys don't remember me, huh? Oh, we met like a day or so ago when you boarded the Nova Rush, and we became fast friends. But I guess I could reintroduce myself. Hi, new friends. Wowee. You guys did some stellar shooting in here. There's blood everywhere.
we gotta kill this guy, don't we? We gotta kill him.
I knew you were right for this job.
He's not real. He's not a real friend. I don't remember him at all.
You have no memory of the last few days. No.
Yeah, he's just trying to trick us. He's probably the captain of this pirate crew. Let's tie him up and put him in the escape pod.
He tried to grab the air where he's at. He's like, "Oh, that tickles my holograms." Oh, he tips his little captain's cap towards you. "My name's Captain Concierge. I'm the Nova Rush's incredibly clever virtual intelligence. Think of me as your best friend and a direct connection to the ship. I was made by, well, former Captain Vidya Vane, original owner of the Nova Rush, but she's not around anymore, so I'm keen on helping you guys take down Captain Firestorm. So how about it?"
I feel silly for reaching out and trying to grab it.
"Yeah, we were best friends just a day ago. You said I'd die for you, Captain Concierge, but you seem to have forgotten all about that, Zeldin."
"He knows your name, so you know he's telling the truth."
That's I only tell it to people that I trust with my life. I only tell them. "How do you know my name?" All right, yeah, let's okay. Well, good to see you again, Captain.
Captain Concierge, yeah.
Concierge, that's the one. Captain Concierge, do you have access to cameras in any other of the rooms of this ship? Can you see the movements of the pirates?
Oh yeah, Captain Firestorm's on the bridge with a couple of her subordinates right now trying to take me over. I'm splitting time right now trying to stop her from inputting commands to take us off our direct route to, well, you guys were going to a star citadel out in the diaspora. But I can't really do anything because she technically does have control of the bridge right now. You guys got to get up there and wrest it back from her with violence, more likely.
Do you see someone else on the ship, an android by the name of Bryn, maybe in the armory?
I don't know about an armory, but there's a... He like does like a little scan of this room and points out a small access hatch over here.
Our armory is just like Rebecca's stick, the rock collection.
You see there's like a poster of a pinup show bad. A giant woman with multiple arms here. Look very much like the one that was in the diner.
I throw a rock at that poster. Okay, I poke my finger through it and then I climb through.
it is closed, but now that he's pointed out, it's like I think Bryn's in there.
Do I smell her? Do I smell her in there?
Do you guys see this secret door now?
No.
It's over here.
I see it.
Oh. Do I smell her in there?
Yeah, as you open it up, indeed, it smells like grease and munitions and popping your head in, you can also smell an android, the same android you met just a few minutes prior. They are lounging in a hammock, perhaps reading a data pad, and they look over in your direction. It's like, oh, you all are alive, huh?
Yeah, look at you. And I point the gun the wrong direction. I'm like, freeze.
Congratulations on seizing your independence. I'm not going to stand in your way. And there's nothing worth stealing in here, so scram.
What a fun thing to say.
I normally wouldn't take this kind of treatment, but feel like we're a little busy. One more thing. You mentioned something earlier about gas, sieve gas. Odd chance you still have any of that.
Yeah, so it's down in the, what we have left, the cargo bay. We piped it up into your guys' rooms as you were resting and knocked you out that way. But we had on spacesuits and things like that, so something that probably won't be very effective against my other crewmates. And I don't breathe, so not going to have much of an effect against me either.
Why do we have so many bombs in this closet?
Well, this is like the loading area for the weapons on the ship, so you've got all kinds of munitions.
It's the bomb closet, Jabert, come on.
Yeah.
This is where we keep our bombs and also our porn.
Not all of the porn, but most of it is in the bomb closet.
A fair amount.
This area of the ship is, it's called munitions. It is accessible through crawling through the bulkhead here. Mm. And there's just reams of shelves lined with Starship grade munitions that feed the guns on this side of the ship. And at this point, I think there might be some like weapons fire alarms, some things like going off in the rec room where you had this fight, like weapons fire detected. And she is pointedly non-impressed with the fight if she peeks out there. Did you have any other questions for Bryn?
Don't go anywhere. Then hustle back.
I wasn't going to, even if you asked me to.
I feel like you would if we asked you to.
All right, you got me.
Yeah. Gotcha. Ha ha. To the bridge.
Yeah, well, Captain Concierge is like, I'll see you later. I gotta get back up there myself. No, but, well, have fun.
If we get the stuff, Bryn said that it wouldn't likely be effective on the
crew. Because they're in spacesuits.
Because they're in spacesuits, and she doesn't breathe at all.
Okay. I guess the only way to
it would prevent it from being used on us again if we went to get it.
So before we leave Bryn, Tavra would say, do you think you could do us a favor and call your colleagues from the bridge so that we can isolate them from the captain? You know, in a believable way. Maybe there's an emergency down here that you need their help with. You see where I'm going with this? Don't make me intimidate you.
Whoa. Calm down there.
You ever threat the idea of making a threat?
Captain Phaedra is pretty dead set on taking over the bridge right now. Don't think anything I say would stop her from that. She's put in some pretty major impediments for even crew to get to her. But
like what?
I don't know. I can be convinced to get up out of this hammock.
Traps.
Oh yeah, there's some nasty stuff. She's got a pet electrovore as well that you're probably not going to want to tangle with. I could be convinced to help you out if, well, are you guys paying me to do things for you?
We're not necessarily paying. However, not helping us might include pain.
Was that the end of your sentence? I didn't. You just kind of trailed off there. Pain as in the...
What would be inflicted
bodily.
Upon you, yes.
Oh, okay. That sounds like you're trying to intimidate me.
Look, you're the one who said it.
Through coercion.
On the contrary, we have an agent who gets us money. Perhaps if you help us, we can put in a good word with our agent. He's got creds.
Are you telling him to work for exposure?
I mean,
I don't really want to split the pot, if you ask me.
If you give me Scuzz's weapons, I'll think about it. I'll come with.
Did Scuzz have good weapons?
Yeah, have the same weapons. Phase cutlass and a laser pistol.
Yeah. Here's the weapons. Yeah,
we can arrange that.
Take that, Scuzz. Call me uninterested in emotional connections. See how that. See how that did you? Is he? Oh, by the way, is Scuzz dead?
No.
Aw, darn.
Tied up.
Can be.
Oh.
By the way, I can never really figure out how this actually works. But when she's asking about the weapons, I'd like to try to use lie to me to trip her up by saying like, but like, you know, so like when you use these weapons, you're gonna use them. You're not gonna use them to. You're definitely gonna use them on the captain, but not on us, right? Or I think you'd chop this one's head off real good. I don't really know how to do deception.
You got a feat? Lie to me?
Lie to me. Ooh. I want to, let's see. You can use deception to weave traps to trip up anyone trying to deceive you. If you can engage in conversation with somebody trying to lie to you, use your deception DC if it's higher than your perception. To
determine is your deception DC higher?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's see here. As you ask her this question, what is your deception DC?
17.
Yeah, I'm not going to use these weapons probably at all. I just think they look really cool. And I didn't have any of my own. But yeah, I can show you where the next, well, the upper level is trapped. I can show you a way around that. But do you guys need to do anything before we head up top?
Yes, I would like to heal.
Oh, well, you guys have a... like a medical bay over on the other side of this deck. Did you want to go over there?
Yes, let's do that.
Or
makes sense.
Counterpoint. I could heal you.
I just don't know what limitations you have as far as daily uses or anything like that.
Oh boy, you're not gonna believe this. I start pumping healing out like crazy. I mean, yeah, I can. Nudge the scales, I think, 3 times right now. And
I mean, don't go crazy. Don't like waste resources or anything. I'm only down 5 points.
I'm down 6 points, but that's half my HP. So you're welcome to to use some resources on this guy.
Sure, I'll nudge the scales. That's
put a heavy thumb on those scales, Jabert.
So 4 hit points back to you, Rebecca, and we'll say, sure, why not? No, 2. 4 hit points back to you, Drew.
All right, that's good enough. I'm 10 out of 12. I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, I do it, sort of like you can see, sort of like my fur grows a little bit like dull as a little bit of the vitality drains out of me. But I'll be all right in about 10 minutes. It'll be fine. I'll shake it off.
Oh,
and so yeah, this is one of my curse bound abilities. So. It sort of activates my curse, but I think I'll be all right.
Cool. So you guys just want to go straight upstairs?
I mean, I guess so. The trap that she shows.
So table talk for a second. What I was trying to do was lure the two officers out of the bridge, but it sounds like that's not an option.
Yeah. I think that she said that's not going to work. So,
but the.
I'm very low on the totem pole. Even if I said, oh no, the prisoners escaped, they would probably be like, good luck, Bren, and in the communique.
Bren also said that the captain has an electrovore, which...
Oh, yeah. Polly. It's not a terrible pet, but I would watch it around them. They could bite.
All right.
Guz just recommended that we isolate her, so I was trying to figure out a way to do that, but it sounds like we're just going to have to go into the bridge.
Right now, you all have the element of surprise. I wouldn't give that up. So yeah, taking a little look around the ship, you've got the back of a huge docking bay on the opposite end of this deck. Huge, big blaster doors that look like they could house like a large vehicle or several loading things. And heading over here.
We call it the BBD.
Big old blaster door. To the north here, you've got the med bay, and the engine room is just beyond that. And then you've got the stairs leading up. And I can take you over to deck two if you guys are ready.
Let's climb the stairs.
Is this cargo bay where the leftover gas was, or is that a different
Probably bay? Somewhere in there, yeah.
Should we try to find it? Send them to try to find it? It seems like something that if it's there, it will either be useful or used against us, so better that we have it and not the bad guys. Is that dumb?
Yeah, I mean, she can point out where they've kind of got like a non-conspicuous box plugged into the life support over here. I want to go right over to this little nook and cranny. You see a whole bunch of open boxes where it looks like indeed these pirates smuggled themselves aboard the ship and were like living in these crates. There's little bedding and a whole bunch of candy wrappers. But yeah, if you want to just unplug, it is a mostly empty gas series of gas canisters. You can unplug them or...
Yeah, let's unplug them.
She can do that too. She can do it for you. You don't even have to roll.
What do you guys think this stuff smells like?
Does this smell like chloroform to you? Take a big hit. Ooh, yeah. I forgot my first birthday. Yeah, heading up to the next deck. Indeed, you've got the looks like a grate over the docking bay. Take us over to the far map here. And you can see what looks like a big old electric grid of lasers blasting across over 50 feet of your entrance to the fore part of the ship. Looks like just about everywhere is covered in a series of mirrors and laser beam projectors. The far side of this, you see what looks like an electrovore hanging out in the rafters. Almost caught up in some of these laser beams, kind of up in the rafters. This is what Polly looks like.
Ah, pleasant.
Yeah, so that's the laser grid trap. Captain Phaedra did not want to be interrupted while she was at work. Good luck getting past that. That thing looks like it will scorch you if you touch any part of it incorrectly. Absolutely hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt.
That's when we use their body as a shield.
Bryn, you say that you are a technician. Tell us how to turn it off.
Oh, well, you'd have to get in there and either configure the wires over there or deflect the mirrors over here. Or you could just go in swinging with that large doshko you have. But either way, you run the risk of getting hurt by one of those laser beams. So I'd be very careful if I were you.
I like the sound of a mirror. I don't know what I mean. That sounds like a good, like as good as that's mostly what I know about lasers, is that they're made of light. You can bounce them with a mirror.
Does anybody? There.
I was gonna say, does Zelda know what a mirror is?
I mean, I know conceptually what they are. I'm familiar with the concept.
A mirror is just a visual echo.
Oh, that's a great explanation, Drew. Way to go. Yeah, so what would you guys like to do here? This is a trap.
Well,
mirrors around?
Are the lasers one time or are they constant?
Give me a perception check.
Do we have an operative?
Tyler's an operative, aren't you?
Oh no, I'm just a worker. I'm just think of me as like a deckhand or like a grunt guy.
God, Tyler, I'm gonna push you into these lasers, I swear to God.
You call me KP, I'm the kidney puncher. operative covers a lot of things. Like, what specifically are you looking for?
Wow, believe it or not, Tavra, as you look down, I mean, you guys can all see this is really makeshift trap that seems to be like there's wires all over the place and several boxes and mirrored kind of like angled dishes along the wall. But it looks like most everything is wired together. So if you see the wires kind of disappear down into the ship, it looks like it is hardwired into the engine core. You're pretty sure if you can disable a major part of this, you can disable the entire thing, either hacking into it with computers or, you know, cutting the right wire. We'll do it.
I'm just wondering if we lured the Electrovore down here with some delicious dead body of a guy that we killed a minute ago, would it run into the laser beams, die, and then turn the laser beams off? Or would the beams just come back?
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, I think if it ran into the laser beams and died, the laser beams would just, you know,
kill it.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we want to use the laser beams to kill the Electrovore before we turn
them
off?
I don't think it's that dumb.
Yeah.
I can hear you. I can hear you talking about me.
I was going to suggest.
Pretty mean what you're saying. I have feelings.
I would like to try to, like, coax it down from the rafters with a handle animal check with the survival. Or would that be nature?
Yeah, nature, or I will allow diplomacy. It seems to have a degree of intelligence here.
Okay, yeah, then I'll diplomacy indeed. I'll say yeah. Polly, come on down. My friends are being silly, and we'd love to chat with a clever bird like you. Boy, 16.
Ooh, I get to use the brand new Alien Core when we're recording this, because I don't know if this is on the Archive of Nethys when we are doing this, and not a creature that I created, but I did write for this book several years ago. And the Electrovore is in here. Yes.
So is it their will DC? Is that what I'm trying to beat? Or
it is in here. Yes. Dude. What page are you on, Electrovore? That's what I want to know. I passed by it a few times, it looks like. Oh my god, there's so much. There's some really cute art in this book. Very cute. The Electrovore art, not cute. It's kind of gross.
Kind of is.
All right, what did you roll, Jabert? It looks like we're DC 15.
Oh, yep. So I beat it by one.
Quack, are you? If you want to get past this thing, you've got to try to take it out, but I can help. Quack.
Oh, we'd like that very much. How can you help?
They will kind of land next to some of these sensors over by the sides here and kind of like tap the ground in the general direction.
Over here.
All right, I go over there.
Do you want to make a thievery or a computer check?
No.
The blind guy starts trying to cut wires. We're all like, yeah.
You know what? You know what? Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I do want to make a thievery check.
Oh, you go do that.
You know what? I do want to make a thievery check. I like this bird. We'll see if it works out.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Jesus. Minus one.
Oh no! As you get close to it,
Polly is like, Jesus, Chipper. Wait a minute, are you blind?
And there's a reflexive kind of angling of the mirrors. The lasers kind of realign and are going to try and snipe you. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your armor class, Jibbert?
14.
14. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, this is a critical hit.
Oh, no.
Ruh-roh, let's see here. Okay, it is 14 points of fire damage as the laser grid aligns just... Shish kebab. It looks like you've got grill marks on you as you... Are you still up?
I am.
Still okay. Up.
Wow.
As you stagger backwards, Paul, it's like, wow, that was dumb.
Like, oh gosh, if only we had an operative on this team, someone who had the skills to manage this. We'll just have to lie down here and wait patiently for the captain to come out.
I mean,
do you lie down, Zelda?
Yes, I lie down. I don't know. I don't have the little. Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah, I lie down.
All right, you rest. I'll go look at that computer or whatever that is.
You getting up close to try and disable or hack into?
Yeah, sure. I can do a computer's check.
Yay!
How about 14?
With Polly tapping out the general direction is going to be enough. You can cross some wires and short it out. And you at least have enough time to get everyone across this before it kind of boots back up. And safe on the other side, you hear murmuring, some chatter coming from the bridge of the Nova Rush. Bum, bum, bum.
You owe me one. Squawk, squawk, squawk. You owe me one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Flying creature, join us and you scratch our backs and we'll scratch yours or something.
Squawk, you want me to scratch your back? Squawk.
It comes down and starts attacking. Flies down and starts raking, harrying from above.
Polly, join us and all the crackers you could eat will be yours.
I want your batteries.
you can have Olathol's bat crackers after we're done here.
Squawk, squawk, squawk.
Does anybody want to make a diplomacy or nature check? See if you can handle a very intelligent electrobore.
You said diplomacy or what?
Yeah.
Nature.
I'll make a diplomacy as part of my entreaty.
Same.
Hey,
ooh, nice.
20 toto.
Giving it to the puppers.
20 in total for me.
Is that something that can be assisted?
Probably. It might be worth it. Are you trained in either of these?
I am. Trained in both of them.
Might be worth it yourself, buddy.
19.
Pretty cool. Guys, there's new effects on Roll 20. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, what are you doing? You gotta describe it.
A weird thing.
You gotta describe it visually for our listening audience, Jabri. You can't be like, oh, this looks so cool. I wish you could see it.
Oh
boy.
Yeah. As the blind character, you really need to work on your description.
Well, I mean, what are you doing?
Just making fire come out.
Yeah, they have these fire effects, so these different magical effects. So you can do cones or you can do beams.
Yeah,
or...
I was hoping I could set up tokens that constantly was doing that or at intervals, because I feel like it would be very cool GM effects to put around. But it's really you just have to click on it to activate. All right, for an electrovore, I think that is enough to get it friendly to your cause. It will come down and land, Polly, on Bryn's shoulder, and she'll come along with you. Be like, you make friends fairly easily for folks that were prisoners just a couple minutes ago.
We're the most charismatic bunch you've ever seen.
Is that your character's voice now?
I don't know. I lost it after 5 days.
All over the place. Yeah, just a Rolodex of sounds.
My character's vocal cords are just drying out more and more the more he's out of water. So it's going to
perfect.
It's going to get weirder and weirder.
In-universe explanation. I love it.
You have your spacesuit on. You could turn on environmental protections.
I do not have a spacesuit that has environmental protections. So
that's terrible. You got to get in the tub. Well, there's what looks like these pods here with what seems like water in it, maybe some fish tanks just right behind you where you're standing. Yep.
The one over here on the right is clearly full of goldfish, which is
they look like to me.
Specifically the crackers, the goldfish crackers.
Bryn will tell you guys it's right on the other side of this wall is a small lounge area. And on either side are some of the crew quarters, and right beyond that is the bridge. And I believe that is where you will find Captain Firestorm.
Oh my. Before we go in there, guys, I'm embarrassed to say I need to take a little breather. I have 3 hit points at the moment because I put my hand in that laser grid, so I'm hurt.
Time to look around while you're taking a break.
It's a good time. Maybe let's see if there's anything here we can use to. And I trail off as I start tending to my own wounds.
Can Heathion do a medicine check?
That'd be helpful. I think the DC is 20 or 15 to start.
Oh boy. All right. Well, let's see.
15 is the minimum you can do. If you're trained, I think you can go up to 20.
Oh man.
I think maybe so, expert to go up to that, but
missed it by that much.
Oh boy. Oh, how much?
By 3.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's not, okay. That's not so bad.
Yes. For first aid or treat wounds, the trained is DC 15. So if you're trained, you're trying to hit that 15, that is a fail. So you guys are taking at least 10 minutes here, but it doesn't seem to.
Oh, wait. To help. Hold on. The shock. I didn't click trained on my thing.
Ah.
Oh, wait. Wait. No, yes, I did.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You should, on your character sheet, it should say like.
Yeah. T3. Yeah.
T3.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you have a plus 0 in wisdom, Miles?
Yes.
All right. Then yes, you are. You have it set correctly. Way to go.
Okay. Well, let's see.
No one's more shocked than I.
Well, is it time to blast a spell, Jabert?
Yeah, I'll use nudge the scales a few times to bump myself back up.
How often can you do that?
Well, so that's the one that. Oh yeah, I just used it twice, didn't I? Right. So right now I can only use it one more time. I can use it until my curse bound or my curse is at its maximum, which is at 3 right now. Other than that, there's not a specific limit. It's just my curse gets worse and worse.
And you take more damage with your curse up?
No, I heal less.
Oh.
My curse. And so, yikes. Oh, which is a good point. So I actually get less healing because of my curse. And then, all right, yeah, I need to just chill out here for like 10 minutes.
Well,
no problem.
If someone's already used medicine on you, you're immune to it for a little bit, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I need to heal until my curse goes away so that I can heal myself properly. So that's 10 minutes to let the curse fade.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, I mean, that would have happened anyway with the medicine check.
Oh, okay. So. Right. Okay. Well, in which case, I'll just pop a heal spell real quick. And then
while Hathayun and Zeldin are working on that, Lethal Tavra Lucartis. What would you guys like to do? Are you want to look around this area here?
Yeah, are these...
Yeah, is there anything to see?
Are these doors on the side over here?
Yep. Can open them up. They're not locked. Maybe you click on them. You have the option.
Port or starboard? Pick one. I'm picking starboard.
Oh, all right. I thought you were, like, asking a question.
I did, but you took too long.
Oh, that's fair enough.
So... Oh, we click on the doors and they open.
You found a bathroom. Way to go. Look at you guys. There's some water for you, Drew, right there.
Glove, 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 bud.
Is there a sink in here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes. Let's go to the other one. Is the other one a bathroom, too?
There's only one way to find out. That is to move over there and open it. And yes, it is, of course.
Yes, it is. It's also a bathroom.
You got a port bathroom. You got a starboard bathroom. You're not going to have to go to another deck if one is occupied. So this is pretty much a high-end ship.
Are these showers in here?
Great question.
Like, it looks like a faucet and a drain on the floor.
To the map, which I definitely have ready, but not a description of that bathroom. So, if you want it to be a shower, Drew, yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm just going to hop in the shower for a second.
Yeah, I mean, you got like 10 minutes, so yeah, go right ahead.
Just going to, you know, get rid of this minus to fortitude checks, assuming this is allowed if being in the shower gets me hydrated enough.
Okay, I'm just going to make some perception checks from afar real quick. Don't worry about this whatsoever.
Doot. Bird, cover for me.
Anything else, Tavro, Lucartis, you want to do?
What are these vat-looking things? Can I investigate those?
Yes, indeedy. Let's see if I have a good description on those. I do think they are kind of like hydroponics tanks, so maybe they're growing some kelp or other sea creatures for food purposes. But do I have a full description on... This is the upper cargo hold area that you are in. And I don't have a full description of everything that is in here, but that is what I mean, that's what they look like to me. So that's what I'm saying they are. So maybe you got like I said, kelp or plant-like things in this first one, and will look like some kind of underwater eggs in the next, and fish in the third. So be a little snack. Little snack emporium. What do you think, Vesky? What's their main diet, Rebecca?
Oh, I hadn't thought about it. I feel like small creatures, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
probably.
Sure.
You know that
carnivores?
Thing that, you know,
bloodworms.
The little guy that sits on Jabba the Hutt's lap. Salacious crumb.
Salacious bee crumb?
Yeah. I feel like Vesk eat that.
Dunk him in honey mustard sauce and just cut it down. Oh, boy. As a species, humans don't eat enough live wriggling things, you know? We're pretty wusses when it comes to that.
I mean, maybe on this side. Maybe on the...
Yeah, I think it depends on where you're from.
Yeah, well, even... Just like on an average humanity. But
yeah, we'll eat people raw be out there stuff, eating mosquitoes. But we're not eating live stuff a lot of the time.
Maybe we're missing out. Maybe there's a thrill to doing it, and yeah. We're just so far removed. After the shower and after you... Do you need to roll again, Chipper, to heal, or are you just casting that spell after?
No, I'm just going to cast the spell as soon as I'm good to go and
okay.
Crack my neck and get
Did we
get
miss
rolling.
A door down here?
I think that's that's the door we came out of.
Are you sure it wasn't the other one?
Is it?
Oh, I'm not sure anymore.
Okay.
I don't believe you went down that door. No, there's one on the far side of
There's no trap anymore, right?
Cargo hold. I'm pretty sure you disabled it, so.
Could I go check out that door then?
If you want to spend the time, this is your time to spend. And indeed, as you open it up and head down there, it looks like this is a double-doored airlock entrance. And indeed, it would lead out from the interior of the ship to the bridgeway, which is, you know, outside of the bubble of the life support systems and gravity systems, the external bridgeways that kind of line the ship. So you'd have to have environmental protections on, potentially mag boots out there. But that is on this starboard side, how you can move around the four repair things like external weapon systems and communications equipment and things like that.
Okay. Tavra freaks out and shuts the door and runs back to her.
She freaks out, man.
I don't want to go into space right now.
So yeah, what's the plan? What do you guys want to do? You know, there's some pirates awaiting you on the bridge of the Nova Rush here.
Can we see through these glass tubes, or is there a wall on the other side of them?
There's a solid wall, yeah.
I guess that makes sense why they couldn't see us doing any of this stuff. I mean, do we just charge in?
Yeah. Is there something special about the snacks? Are they supercharged? Will they make us super strong or something?
As I said, they are not even in the adventure, so no. They're just yum.
You're the GM. You can do whatever you want, Patrick.
Roll sense motive.
Okay. All right. Here we go. If you eat 30 yams and you don't hork, you get a +1 to your next roll. That's the supercharge. Raw yams. You got to crack them open like apples.
Let's crack them bad boys up.
Every raw yam you eat, you have to make 14 save or you hork.
All right. Well, I feel like there's nothing else to do in this area. And moving forward,
so,
I guess
so wait,
the bridge
so,
is on just the other side. Sorry, go ahead.
Hold on a minute. Is there not a door here? Like, are we just on the other side of a wall from the bridge?
No, the other side of this area is a... like common area. Okay. Bryn can explain. You're probably like 100 feet or so from.
This is our ship, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. So we roughly know the layout of our own ship.
Well, right? No, actually,
we don't.
The last 2 days are
the sieve dust.
Mind wiped.
Oh right, we have our memory wiped. Okay, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, just like you players, this is like you're seeing this for the first time.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I think we have to keep forging ahead, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess I walk into the next
door
room.
In and
like,
start
what's
a party.
The like? What is the question here? Like, if I walk to the next room,
this is a mess.
If the next room is not the bridge, then I walk to the next room.
Okay. Well, peeking around the corner, you can see indeed. This is what Bryn said. This is the kitchen. You see the backside along this wall that you're looking at here. is the reactor's core tubing kind of like goes up, and it is both used to heat this area and to efficiently power heating sources for the cooking. There's a little kitchenette area over there. There's a large kind of, I guess you would call this a fidget spinner table. It describes it as a Y-shaped table. Nah, that's a fidget spinner table in the middle of the room. You got a coffee bar, a cereal bar, some like snacks and things, a lot of freeze-dried food. And yeah, on each of the four corners of this area, there's a bunch of rooms, a bunch of mess rooms.
Let's arrange the rooms. One east.
Yeah, I think we've all opened a room at this point, so.
Yep. Oh my God, you guys are just bursting through the rooms.
Patrick, you were reading a description and they just went crazy.
Jeez Louise.
Every door
again,
was
this
opened,
is our
all
ship,
things
so, like,
explored.
We don't need permission. Whose room am I in?
you do need permission, because I'm going to lock one of them now.
Oh no.
It's so good.
Yeah, try to get through that. Zeldin, that one's locked.
Not when I have my grenade.
Nice, it's working. Effect.
Yeah, that was the explosive effect.
No, I'm sorry. This room is supposed to be locked. And if anyone wants to try their hands at thievery, you can potentially crack it open.
I do.
Is that a skill you're trained in?
Yarp.
Go right up to it. It's this door all the way over here. Okay.
Never mind.
It's a good failure. Big
failure. Just going to sit here and lick myself.
Toot, toot.
Can I use
but
my claws?
What's your character going to do, Miles?
Got him.
Sorry, Rebecca. What do you want to do?
Can I use my claws to try to, I don't know, rip the door open?
Yeah, that's always an option is violence. Violence is always an option. Make an attack roll. Uh-oh.
An attack roll?
No, sorry. Gutter Young is running into the bridge. We've initiated combat.
Wait. No, this is why I've been asking. This is why I'm asking the question.
Uh-oh.
So I can't hear or see anything, but I have precise smell.
Oh,
so
okay.
If anyone is in here, I know where if they're within 90 feet of me, I know where they are.
Okay, so are you moving into the bridge?
Are there people in the bridge? Is the air open to the bridge right now?
It is. Yes, you can smell stanky old pirates here.
Okay. then I'm gonna wave to my teammates and tell them to quit opening doors and stuff.
I've only described the pirates being in the bridge like 8 times.
I don't know where the bridge is. I was like, it must be on the other side of this wall. And we go around the wall, and it's like it's a kitchen. And I'm like, well, where the hell's the bridge?
Bryn told you. She told you.
He's deaf.
Oh, do you guys want to ransack the other rooms, or do you want to keep trying the lock on this room?
I was going to try to pull the door open.
I'm frantically trying to point at the other room.
Point at your nose, point at the other room.
Then, my friend, what's going on?
They're right there. They're right there. Right on the other side of this wall. Shh. Be quiet.
Okay. Are you saying we should rush in? I'm confused.
I don't know why Patrick is giving us this much leeway to just like sit here and like rip doors open. And they're literally in the room that we are currently in, but
maybe they're blind and deaf too. We don't know.
Maybe so. Maybe they can't hear either. But that is my suggestion is that we go forward.
It's our ship. Once we kill him, we can come back and mess with the door. I doubt that room is going to have the magic end the fight fast button, but you never know.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy kind of coming from you because you're kind of like the door guy.
what's that supposed to mean?
You're like the open all the door guy.
Yeah, usually.
I mean,
all right, that's
Tyler,
that's
you're wrong. Tyler, you're using your character voice to say
I don't know if
Drew is
that's kind of why I was confused as well.
You know that Ulithal never uses all of his potions and spells.
You know how he loves doors.
Listen, I've known you for like 5 hours, and all you talk about are
he's
doors.
Always spending time inside the bathroom, and he's always shutting doors.
To be fair, the only other big door that we've worried about that was locked, I really did want to get open. So.
Yep. Sorry. All it takes is two times in my brain for you to be permanently marked the door guy. I guess that's how I'm rolling with this character.
All right, so I'm very confused about this map. I mean, maybe this is like on point for my character, but like I don't know where the door is. Like, what door?
Yeah, there is no door.
There's no door. Okay, there's no door.
There's no door. All we do is if we go around where those arrows are, we are going to be looking dead into the bridge.
I see.
So yes, we could.
Okay, maybe we should come from both sides. I'll come from the port side. Somebody else come from the starboard side, and we'll pounce on them.
Got it.
Yeah, divide the party. That is what we'd like to see.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right, wait. Mm-hmm. So Patrick, just again, can't stress this enough. I have precise sense. I know where they are in this room. Like, do I know? Are they like at the like sort of far away? Are they like around the corner? Like where are they in this room? I feel like that's something that I should have access. That's knowledge I should be able to tell my teammates about.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I mean, I know that I don't know where like the objects in the room are, but like, so I wouldn't be able to say like, oh, they're right next to the whatever, but I would be able to give them a sense of like
as you get in here, you're getting several scents, multiple scents, but it doesn't seem like any of them are like in, you know, directly downwind of you. They are somewhat obscuring themselves is what you can tell from, well, make me a perception check. I'll tell you if you know exactly where anybody is.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. It's a precise sense. It's like seeing is for you, is smelling is for me. That's the trade-off that I made when I became both deaf and blind.
Yes, is that precise senses, any of them, you can still hide from someone with a precise sense. Vision is a precise sense. You can hide from someone with vision, right?
Oh, what if you, one
you can hide? You can hide with vision, like if you do something that obscures your vision, but unless they've done a thing that obscures their stink, they haven't actually hidden in that way.
Okay, make me a perception check.
All right, 23.
There is someone hiding behind an area over here. It looks like another wall leading to another station that you can tell that is probably the closest entity to you. And then you smell, like I said, other scents, but you do not get a precise hit on anyone else. You right. just are detecting one person, potentially like just right over here. If all you right. can see where I'm, I don't think anyone can see this, but that is what you are picking up. I think it's probably, if you want, I'd say just go ahead and use that perception check for an initiative roll into the turn order and everyone else can join you there. Does that make sense? Just gonna add you right in. Because it's a pretty good roll. Right, so the first thing that happens is, I think as you get here, there is a door that opens right over here. Shoop.
Yeah, and I'm going to be photon attuned.
Okay, I need everyone to make a reflex save. As you hear clink, 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 grenades hitting the grounds around you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
Can I hero point that?
Natural two, you want to? You can roll a one, which is technically going to be worse for you.
Oh, if there's one thing that's never done me wrong, it's confidence. It's never come back to bite me.
Oh, I mean, it's yours to use. Yeah, there's a better one. Okay, yeah. So this is the same grenades you saw on the rest of these pirates, commercial frag grenades. It is just a DC 13 save, so I think everyone... Oh, no, Tavrit, did you fail? Tavrit failed.
Yes, I failed.
Lacardus, you failed? Oh, you also rolled a two.
I sure did.
Okay, I'm going to roll this for Hithaeun and Lacardus first. This is just a D8.
Yep. One. That'd be great to repeat.
5 points, so two, four. Oh, no, Hithaeun has critically six saves, so no damage, Miles.
Woohoo!
And then over here, see a figure.
Jow kitty cat.
Popping out the corner. 3 points, so one to Zeldin Lethal Tavra. Tavra's on the port side. Okay. And indeed, as this door opens, you see a number of pirates coming out on Hithayun's side. Hithayun, you are first up in the turn order. It looks like they were waiting for you because...
Okay.
Literally every pirate heard Ulithal taking a shower not very far away. Just okay. Like ripping the curtain over and being like, ah, oh, that feels good.
Right, I was singing, and I will not apologize for it.
Well, the jury's still out on that.
14, 16, 15, 14 for them.
All right, so I'm going to... Do I just... If I'm already tuned, do I generate the solar flare now? This is my solar weapon?
No, it does. It does take an action to, I believe, bring out your weapon, right?
That's what I've been unclear on.
Yeah, form weapon, I think, is an action.
Okay, because I...
Does it say it's part of the rolling initiative ability that you get to...
So I know that you can... I know your attunement you call at initiative. It has the free hand trait. It can manifest in any hand. It doesn't say whether or not it's an action to generate it. I don't know if that's changed since version 1.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. The attune action is a single action. It allows you to manifest a solar manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you attune automatically with the initiative roll, but I don't
know. Right.
Well, I don't know. Attune action says it's 1, but I'm sorry, maybe I'm a little confused between our many, many playtests.
Right.
Solarian and this. So
I'm looking. Hold on. I want to bring up the actual PDF for the, and let's see, for Solarian. Okay.
Oh, so it looks like you can attune and manifest your solar manifestation at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought.
Okay, yeah, you can also manifest any of your solar manifestations if they're currently dormant and if you have the free hands to use them.
It also says, in addition to the above usage, you can attune as a free action when you roll.
Right. That part I knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Oh, okay. So, yes. So, you can just use this entire action when you roll initiative. So, same weapon. I think you were using a bludgeoning one.
Right. Well, so before I was using my little chainsaw sword, the Fang Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this one I'm using the actual flail, which has reach.
Okay.
And Thion's going to just kind of scooch up to one of the pirates on the northeast.
See a couple there coming out the door.
And swing at the closest one to him.
Go right ahead.
That's a 20 to hit.
Oh, that's going to be a hit.
All right. And that is 3. And target is not prone unless they succeed at a reflex save against my class DC.
I think that's on a...
I think it's Graviton. I think...
Critical, no?
No. That's the attunement. So your solar weapon gains additional benefits based off your current attunement. So if I'm photon attuned, when you successfully strike a creature with your solar weapon, you deal an additional amount of fire damage equal to half your level, rounded up. Your solar weapon casts bright light in a 5-foot radius for the next 5 feet. So I guess, what, you get half a point of fire damage?
Well, you said you're Graviton tuned, no?
Oh, did I say Graviton?
I thought he said photon.
I thought I said photon as well.
Okay, then photon, yes. What's the additional damage?
I guess
1.
1, yeah.
Okay, so 4 total?
Yes, 4 total.
Okay.
Very low damage.
Taking it.
And then
third action?
Let's see. And I think this is not photon or Graviton, you have to roll a reflex save because
Yeah, that is indeed the critical effect of those things that not everyone
gets, is it?
Yeah, that not everyone gets access to immediately. I'm looking at the thing that that's the weapon critical specialization.
Yeah. Flail,
I'm guessing.
Yeah. What I was reading just didn't.
I see. So flail is the weapon group to which your weapon belongs.
I will
weapon groups have different critical specialization effects.
I don't think you get that until you are expert with the weapon.
I apologize. I didn't understand.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, the critical specializations you don't get until like fairly later on, I want to say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Some classes never get them. So
it's just, it's like master. So it's usually like level 5.
Okie dokie. Well, then 4 points of damage to this homie right here.
It's okay. This is like your second Starfinder 2E combat, second 2E combat in general. You have a third action. What would you like to do?
We get 3 actions?
Three in this economy? Yes, sir.
Can I hit him again?
You can at a -5 to this attack. So in your macro, there's a button to hit like the second iteration of the attack. And you can.
Okay. I got nothing else to do.
It'll do the math for you. You did roll a 17, and that is another hit. So
all right.
Roll the. It doesn't look like the damage is added to this. So just roll the regular attack, and we'll take that damage. Might be all. Oh,
well.
Oh.
Hold on.
Well, she wrote for this one. Yep. Maximum damage. This pirate is down. Ding, ding, ding. You kept rolling rocks here. So you go up to this one and just batter it into submission here. Zeldin, Gudryung, you are next.
All right, let's see. So
if this one out right here,
can I mean, I can't see him, but did somebody like reveal themselves when they threw that grenade?
Sorry. It's a little hard for me to see, but I guess Hithaeon has a good line of sight. They just threw it around the corner. You can see they're right here in this square around the in cover behind this wall. But you know where they are exactly now.
All right. They are. Is that a single action? It feels like that should be. No, that's 2 action. Ugh. Yuck. Let me see. Oh, okay. Yeah. In cover is
+2 typically to some reflex saves and things.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you're doing something that targets fortitude or, you know, will, it doesn't give them a bonus.
No, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Sorry. Getting used to a new character still. Yeah, okay. I have 25 feet of speed. All right. So, yeah, I'm indeed going to come out into the center of the room so I can. So this person is clear to me. And, yeah, I'm going to attack with a Eldritch Lance. 19 on the attack.
No cover if you're moving there. That is a hit. And right. Gee, no way.
Maximum damage.
12 sixes. All right. Well, this is going to be a pretty short fight. Maybe Bryn wasn't convinced she was going to join. Bryn and Polly join the fray. Another pirate down. Doesn't spell good news for the pirates, but what does spell good news is it is their turn. And that was your actions, right? Move and...
Yeah, move and a 2 action spell.
Right, well, I thought getting the drop on you folks might help a little bit, but this pirate is going to move up to Hithaeon and is going to try his best to phase Cutlass. Phase Cutlass, yeah. Ooh, well, 19 on the dice will probably do it, but I don't think that's a crit still. What is your armor class, Miles?
15.
Believe it or not... Gosh, if I had just shot you with a laser pistol, that is a hit, not a crit.
Do you not a provoke?
Do you have an attack of opportunity?
No. Attacks of opportunity are different in 2E, Miles.
Not a thing here.
Classic.
Oh, they are.
Can someone take this man into the lobby of Lion King and show him how the puppets work?
What? That is a non sequitur, but we'll roll with it. I rolled max damage, so this is 7 points.
Okay.
Miles, for Thayun, this one comes up to you, and he will provoke a reaction from the captain who you see in this small weapons chamber right behind him. He's going to trigger a ability called Kill Steal. When an ally successfully strikes a foe who Phaedra can see within a certain range, or make an immediate range strike with a semi-auto pistol. You see her kind of shooting over her pirate ally's shoulder here. Kind of get a good roll for this. Okay. 11 on the dice is going to be just a hit and just for another d6 damage. 4 points of piercing, Miles, as you see undoubtedly who must be Captain Phaedra. And I will, let me show you guys the art here, or hopefully everyone, just about everyone can see.
Nope.
Yeah, I dislike this dynamic lighting.
I can't see. I haven't seen anything see this anything. Entire fight.
It's actively unfun.
I've made it specifically for you guys. In the past, you've been like, oh, thanks for putting all the extra effort in.
In Alien, sure, but now, no.
Well, that one, that came with the module that I bought, but...
I can't see Jack.
Yeah, I do appreciate the additional work you've put into it. It's clear that a lot of love and effort has gone into this, and that's thank you.
Oh, a loyal pup to the end, Jabert.
But... I agree with you.
No buds. I was feeling really good. I was about to turn dynamic lighting off.
And
then you put a bud in there. Here we go. Boom.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Look, I done did it.
Thank you very much.
I love you. I love you so much.
So beautiful. That's cool artwork.
Guns on this ship. Holy moly.
This is a cool map, too.
I am glad I kept it on for the beginning bit here because it has helped me be like, oh, your characters don't remember where they are.
Yeah. That part.
They're fumbling around just like you dinguses.
Yeah, that part I got, but now the fun's over.
Here's Captain Phaedra. She's trying to kill Miles right now. So that is just another 4 points of piercing. Oh, you escaped your capture. She looks out over you folks and what does she say? You scum dare challenge me? I let you all live as a kindness, because I thought some of you might make good pirates. But this ship is mine. I'm taking it back to Silver Spike for a hefty payday. But I'm happy to paint the walls with your blood first before I sell her.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. Been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.